A talented workforce is Florida's best long-term economic strategy. To discuss this, I'm pleased to be joined today by Doug Tuthill, the president of Step Up for Students, an organization that empowers parents to pursue and engage in the most appropriate learning options for their children. Doug, I'd like to start by asking you, give us a little bit of a brief background sketch on Step Up for Students. Share why your organization is important to Florida students and parents.
Well, we're a nonprofit organization that manages four scholarship programs in Florida, one for low-income children, one for children with special needs, one for children who have been bullied, and one for children who have reading problems and struggling in reading. We're going to dole out about $800 million this year in scholarships to about 125,000 kids. So we like to think that we're providing a lot of opportunities for children who particularly wouldn't have those opportunities. So this programs are very popular, and we're meeting the needs of over 100,000 children.
Can you share what's happening with the K-12 scholarships with your organization and what it offers in terms of supply and demand and other external forces that are impacting those programs?
Well, there's just tremendous demand. I mean, one of the big struggles we have is more demand than we have scholarship monies. That's certainly true with our tax credit program. This year, we're serving about 100,000 kids on that program. It's for low-income kids. The average family of four makes about $25,000 a year. So we're proud to have 100,000 kids on the scholarship, but we probably could have served at least another 70,000 kids had we had enough resources. So it's a big challenge for us. Families, you know, are fighting for their children. They're trying to give them as many opportunities as possible. Low-income families particularly don't have the same kind of options as more affluent families. So it's a tough situation. There's a lot of demand out there. Families are really fighting for their kids, and we're trying to make sure that we can get enough resources to meet their needs.
Doug, let's look to the future for just a minute here. Where do you believe K-12 education is going right now, and what does this mean for the business community, particularly the workforce?
Well, we're excited about where things are going. I think the future of public education is really customization. You know, for too long, 150-plus years, we've had sort of a one-size-fits-all system. And I think increasingly we're getting better at understanding how to be flexible, how to be innovative, and how to meet the needs of every child. Choice is a big part of that, and I think giving families more choices, giving educators more choices is really important. It's critical for the business community because we know that we're in a very dynamic, changing environment. So we need to maximize the abilities of all of our children to be well-educated and to go into the workforce with good learning how to learn skills. The idea is the future is going to be very innovative, a lot of change. You're going to need a workforce that's capable of learning, capable of developing new skills on the fly. And it's going to be important for us in K-12 to give kids those capacities.
Doug, let's close with this. It's one of my favorite questions to ask the business leaders I get the privilege of talking with. What does free enterprise mean to you?
Well, all of us access everything we need through markets, whether it's housing, whether it's clothing, whether it's transportation, medical care, education, significant others. It all happens through markets. And for me, free enterprise means a well-regulated market, a market that allows supply and demand to come together and to operate as effectively and efficiently as possible. Certainly in education, we're not very well-regulated. It's a poorly regulated market. It's not working as well as it should. And so hopefully a little bit of the free enterprise, better regulated markets will help us in education be as effective as other markets in our economy.
Doug, I sincerely appreciate you sharing your expertise today. Wish you and your organization continued success. If you are a Florida business leader listening to this, we urge you to get involved. Call Step Up for Students now at 1-866-344-9553. Find out how your business can earn tax credits by supporting Step Up for Students. You can also learn more at fltaxcredit.org.